Number 8, Central Warehouse Building. The Central Warehouse Building was built in 1929 by George E. Chandler, who was the founder of the Central Warehouse Company. Chandler built his fortune from various ventures in the lumber, coal, and feed businesses in Bingham. The Central Warehouse held a prominent space in the warehouse district that housed many companies over the years, including American Maize Products, Elgren Brothers, Smith & Ensign, Standard Oil Company, Simmons Bedding Company, Bingham Coal & Lumber, and many other merchandise brokers. The key architectural elements of the warehouse include the classical influences of pilasters and the main entryway. Following the map, continue to the Redmond Van and Storage Company building, site number 9. The creation and management of the stockade was under the direction of Mrs. Dora B. Topham, hired by the City Council in 1908. Perhaps Utah's most notorious madam, she was better known as Belle London. She was born in Illinois in 1866, married Thomas Topham of Montreal in 1890, and was widowed in 1906. She was an astute businesswoman. Accepting the offer of the city, she formed the Citizens Investment Company, of which she was president, treasurer, and general manager. She explained, "I know, and you know, that prostitution has existed since the earliest ages, and if you are honest with yourselves, you will admit that it will continue to exist, no matter what may be said or done from the pulpit or through the exertions of women's clubs. I believed that I could segregate the evil, that I could control it, and that I could decrease disease by an intelligent management, and while profiting financially myself, do some good." In an action aimed at the stockade, the Utah State Legislature passed a law in 1911 that broadened the existing pandering statute and provided for imprisonment for up to 20 years. Dora Topham was convicted under this statute on September 23rd and sentenced to 18 years hard labor. Her conviction was later reversed in May of 1912, and she did not serve prison time. Despite her conviction, Topham's announcement on September 23, 1911, was still unexpected. "The stockade will be closed on Thursday, and the same will not be opened again. So soon as I can arrange my business, I shall advertise the property for sale." She maintained the decision had been entirely her own, offering only this simple explanation, stating, "There was a strong public sentiment in favor of such course." Following the closing of the stockade, Topham continued to operate her other properties in Ogden. Some speculate she later moved to Denver,